Hello, and welcome to the Scotcast, a podcast made using contributions from the RNIB Scotland Connect community. In this episode of Scotcast, we've asked the RNIB Scotland Connect community how they're coping with the COVID-19 lockdown and the things that they're looking forward to doing once the lockdown's been lifted. Enjoy the show.
Oh yes, hello everybody, this is Amanda Foster. I am, well, I went to the blind school in Edinburgh since I was 4 and a half. Went to college in Aberdeen for 2 years, just doing typing stuff. Went to a college in Loughborough to do the same sort of thing. Didn't really manage to get paid employment, but managed to do a lot of voluntary work, like sort of training audio describers and sort of doing the work on poverty. And obviously, done a lot of volunteering for the RNIB, which I've absolutely loved.
Right, Richard. That's very good, thank you. And I'm Richard Foster, and how do I get my lot in a fairly short time? I'll have a go. As you can hear from my accent, I was not born in Aberdeen. I was born in Crowborough in East Sussex, and I lived there and operated my own business as a piano tuner and technician for 47 years. I met Amanda through a group of people who listened to The Archers, and we contacted each other off list and spoke on the phone and visited each other. And Amanda, you know, didn't mind Crowborough, but it wasn't the most wonderful place in a lot of ways. And I absolutely loved Aberdeen, that we found a house that we liked. So bought the house in 2017, had some work done, moved into it in 2018, February. And we got married on the 11th of November 2019. And I think it's probably the best thing we've ever done.
Oh, it's definitely the best thing we've ever done.
Yeah, we're very happy, and we have a lot of fun.
We have a lot of fun. Yes. We do a lot of giggling, don't we, Richard?
We do a lot of giggling, yes.
We do an awful lot of giggling.
Yes. Richard. Maybe I ought to say that I was a guide dog owner for 47 years. Oh, I don't have a guide dog in Aberdeen. I don't actually need one up here. But I had one down there over all that period. I have been chairman of the Association of Blind Piano Tuners since 1997. I hold a CTB Honours Diploma in Piano Tuning and Repairs. And I'm a fellow of the Association of Blind Piano Tuners and the Institute of Musical Instrument Technology.
Wow.
And strangely enough, some of my customers down south were so keen, they really didn't want to get anyone else. So when times are normal, which they're not at the moment, I go down for a few days each month and do some work for my lovely, long-standing, loyal clients. And it's really good fun. But I'm always sorry to leave Aberdeen and very pleased to get back to my bonnie lady. So let me get my bonnie lady to tell you, Amanda, how have you been doing in this time of difficulty?
It's been mixed, really. I mean, as I say, I'm missing sort of seeing people, you know, I'm missing that, and I'm kind of missing sort of going out doing the theatre things and the gym and what have you. But as I say, with the different sort of things I'm doing, you know, obviously spending time with you, Richard, and obviously spending time sort of reading, listening to books and doing things on Zoom with the different voluntary organisations I'm involved in, and RNIB phone calls, it's kind of made it sort of a lot easier, and it's kind of a bit easier to handle. I have my bad days where I do sort of miss that, and I get a bit sort of angry about a kind of shopping situation, which I think Richard can tell you about in a minute.
I'll mention that.
But I mean, I think I'm not doing too badly.
No, maybe. And I'm very impressed where you're keeping up your exercise regime.
Yes, that's right.
Thanks to your smart speaker.
That's right. Yes, yes, I'm keeping up with the exercise regime and a meditation regime as well. Because I feel it. Just it keeps me sort of positive.
That's good. Lovely. What have I thought about it? Well, I've certainly been missing going down and doing my work for a few days each month, but only missing it a bit. I've been absolutely loving being here all the time.
I haven't.
You haven't been loving it. Oh.
I haven't been missing.
No, you've not been missing my absence. No, that's true enough. No, that's right. And I've certainly been enjoying that bit. And I've managed okay with the shopping. It's not perfect because my preferred method, which is in line with what RNIB put out, that yes. if everyone is happy, you should be able to follow behind the person with you holding the back of the handle of the trolley and the person in front picking your stuff up and obviously facing away from you, which is what we used to do. I'm happy with that. Hazel was happy with that. But unfortunately, the shop management was not happy with that. They said, you're not really keeping the full distance apart, and either people have complained or we think people will complain, and so you can't do it anymore. But what we've come up with is it's a workable compromise. I'm happier with it than you are, Amanda, because you say, no, Richard, you should be able to do exactly what you want, and I should, especially as it's in the guidelines. But I think they are not being entirely reasonable.
They're
but it's,
not being reasonable.
It's the company or the management that's not reasonable, rather than Hazel, who is absolutely wonderful. Mm. In fact, Hazel was at our wedding.
She was, that's yes. right. Yeah, Hazel was at our wedding.
She's a lovely lady. And when we're going around together, we also do quite a lot of giggling.
A lot of giggling.
And I rather think that might be what some of the staff don't like. I think you're supposed to be miserable, and we don't do miserable.
Oh, no, we don't do miserable.
But yes, generally, I've been coping okay, and it's been great to spend all this time with Amanda. And now, Amanda, tell us about what you're really looking forward to doing when things get back to a bit more normality.
Well, I'm enjoying going back to swimming, doing the gym, going back to the theatre, going to Hillside to see sort of RNIB people. Yeah, I'm missing. I'll be looking forward to all that. Richard?
Yes, I shall be looking forward to. Do you know, I mean, this is bad. I shall be looking forward to. Obviously, be looking forward to going back to our lovely church.
Oh yeah, the church. People, I forgot about that.
People look after us so well.
Oh,
we've
yeah.
been made so welcome there. It's real, genuine. It's not put on. Oh, you know, that they're just so nice. So I'm very much looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to hopefully encountering plenty more bonny ladies and having some more hugs, because I do miss that. And you know, we get that, and it's not been happening because we can't go out and get that. So I'm literally, I mean, just to be slightly serious, just shaking people's hands and yeah. saying hello, you know,
because yeah.
you can feel a lot, you can tell a lot about a person by the feel of the hand.
You can, that's true, absolutely.
And, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm also looking forward to going back to our nice cafe, Credo Cafe, that we use in Aberdeen, and also our regular audio Describers meetings, yeah. because we support them, and they're pleased to have us. They have a meal once a month in the Holborn Bar, which we really like, don't we?
Yeah.
It's just good, honest pub grub. It doesn't pretend to be what it isn't, but it's very good, and I shall be very glad to get back to that. And do you know what, Amanda? I think we've kept reasonably well to time, haven't
we? I think we might have done, actually. Yeah, that's pretty good for us, actually.
Yes, it's a miracle. So maybe we should quit while we're ahead. So
yeah.
we better say cheerio until next time.
Cheerio until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi there, folks. My name's Daniel. I'm a Community Connections Coordinator at RNIB. Hope we're all doing well in these strange and uncertain times. I've just come back from my daily walk. It never fails to amaze me every time I go out how quiet the streets are, but I think one day we'll just get used to it and then we'll be back to some kind of normality. Speaking of normality, I think that's what my big hopes and aspirations are for the next few months. I think it's going to be difficult, isn't it? But the reality is that we've got to stay positive, and I think we've all should be really proud of ourselves and how we've managed to do so far. I think I'm just looking forward to getting back and seeing my friends and family, maybe even going out for the occasional drink or meal one day sooner rather than later. That'll be exciting. I think the only exercise that I'm getting at the moment is walking to and from the fridge, which for people who knows me, I like my grub. Which is a little frustrating, but I think it's just the small things that can all add up to make it a frustrating day for people. So the fact that we can find little things to keep us occupied, little projects and things. So yeah, just trying to stay as positive as I can. But I think looking forward to getting back to doing things like going to the gym, getting back to seeing some sport, maybe playing some football, whatever it may be. Just I think it's just that general positivity of doing things on a daily basis and routine that makes us all feel a bit happier. And once we're able to do that, and slowly but surely we can take steps to get through this pandemic, then I think we'll all be happier for it. I think we should all be pleased in terms of what we're doing, in terms of staying in touch with one another. Even things like the telephone. I never, if you'd said 5 years ago that what technologies come on so far for visually impaired people, that we can stay in touch with people on social media, etc. But it's been fascinating and really interesting and positive, I think, that we've been able to stay in touch with picking up the phone. I still think it's something that we always do as much as we maybe should or could these days. So the fact that we've been able to do that, I think, has been fantastic. It's sort of shown by the groups that we run at the moment here at RNIB. We've now got 22 groups a week that we run by conference calls, which I think is something that even when we get back to some kind of normality will be a real positive to help people stay in touch with one another. So hope he's all doing well and take care of each other, and hopefully see lots of people sooner rather than later. Bye for now.
Hello, my name is Jeanette Scott. I'm registered blind and have a guide dog. The coronavirus has impacted on my life in quite a lot of ways. One of these is I am not able at the moment to go out and work my guide dog properly. This is due to members of the public coming too close to me and not allowing me to get out of their way. They should actually get out of mine. My guide dog is able to get out as I have arranged a personal friend to come and take her out twice a week for nice long runs. One of the not so good things that happened is my shopping support was cancelled by my local authority. This was a shock as I rely on it, as my family live over 300 miles away. A good friend who works at a supermarket helped me set up with her manager an email service so I could email my order in, and then it gets delivered to me once ready and I pay over the phone. This has been a huge help, because without their help I would have starved. RNIB's teams have set up phone groups throughout Scotland. It's been great. I have a good group most days I attend. One's a film group, another's a choir, and I run the Connect group for Forth Valley over the telephone. This is a great way to still meet up with friends, keep safe, but also share in our positives as well as our negatives. It's good to have a laugh, especially about the virus, although for most of us we're finding it quite difficult. What I would like to do once the virus is over and lockdown has ended, I'd love to go and find my family, friends, share coffees, lunches, etc. But most of all, give everyone a big hug, especially if we're all safe to do this. I miss that. I miss seeing my friends and sharing laughs with them. Keep safe, everyone. I hope to see you at the end of this. Take care. Bye for now.
Hi, my name's James. I'm a Community Connection Coordinator with RNIB Scotland, and I'm also a person with a visual impairment. So for me, that involves basically a loss of the sight near the centre of my vision, kind of like macular degeneration. It's came about as a result of a genetic mutation type thing, a faulty gene, I think it is. So yeah, that's basically how that happened. When I was 13, it all kind of started to go, and it stabilised fairly quickly, but it means it's quite hard for them to treat it. You know, they're back and forward from the geneticists, where they take more and more blood samples and try and figure out what particular gene it was that did it. As far as things that I found difficult about the COVID-19 lockdown situation, I think I'm managing fairly well. You know, I'm able to get my shopping in without too much difficulty, and I'm having to try and be a bit more disciplined about what I'm buying when I'm out to make sure I'm buying the right things. Doing a shopping that's going to last me a full week rather than being able to go, you know, as I need it, has been fairly challenging. And I think I've managed quite well to avoid any of the social isolation that I think that a lot of people are going through. I live with my partner, and she's been a massive help. I think we've been a massive help to each other just to keep that at bay. She's quite happy staying in most of the time anyway, so she's not too fussed about this, about lockdown. And having her be so calm and collected about it has been really, really helpful. One of the things I'm most looking forward to once the lockdown ends is not necessarily anything singularly specific, but just being able to plan for things, just have a sense of certainty again as to what's going to happen. You know, I'd like to do a bit more travelling, I'd like to be visit my family and to be able to, you know, just think about what I'm going to be doing over the next, you know, few months, over the next year. And I'm finding it's impossible to do that just now, and that's something that I find really quite stressful. I do like to have, you know, long-term goals and things to look forward to, plans in place that, you know, I'm looking forward to in the future. You know, I'm so used to doing that I'm finding it quite difficult just going from like day to day, week to week, not having that in the back of my mind, you know, keep me going. It's a bit of a, you know, it sort of wears you down a little bit.
Hello, this is Mike. It's great to be with you on this podcast. I'm a member of the Community Connect team with RNIB Scotland. I'm also somebody who's lived with a visual impairment for all of my life. I'm sitting in my lounge at the end of a day. It's a nice time to reflect on the previous days and weeks. Currently in lockdown, probably the most strange experience of my life. Not being able to go out when and where I please. I suppose in some ways, as blind and partially sighted people, we're used to those kind of restrictions, but this is a completely different level. I count myself very blessed. I'm able to go out with Meldrum, my guide dog, have a walk down to the sea, get some lovely fresh air. Not everybody, of course, has that luxury at this time. I guess one of the things I really miss in lockdown is that ability to be able to be physically present with others. Of course, I've got my friends around in lockdown and I've got Meldrum, my guide dog, which is amazing. But I think for me as a visually impaired person, that sense of being physically present with others is so important. It's more than words and it kind of compensates for what we can and can't see to some extent. When we come out of lockdown, I'm looking forward to being able to get out and about into the wider world. And I love the outdoors, love being on different beaches and amongst the mountains. But I'm also looking forward to being with people again, to being physically present, even if we have to be physically distant for a time. I've also been really pleased with what we've learnt during coronavirus, the care, the appreciation, the sense of equality is something really to be cherished and to be taken forward. It will be amazing to think that we can take what we've learned into the future. The extra communication by phone and digital platforms, it doesn't replace what we can do when we meet physically together, but it can enhance it. So I'm looking forward to us continuing to be a more caring, a more appreciative, and a more equal society that values people and communication above everything else.
You've been listening to the Scottcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to post a review on the podcasting platform of your choice or let us know what you think on the RNIB Scotland Connect Facebook group. New episodes of the Scottcast will be published monthly. Bye for now.